Thank you, and welcome back to my podcast. This episode is The Change. What does that mean? The change that has occurred from 2020 till now, realistically. Because in 2020 is when I started therapy. Like the end of 2020, maybe beginning of 2021. And I mean, realistically, I've always thought about going to therapy, but what really pushed me is, just give you a little backstory here, is my parents kicked me out in April of 2020. Crazy, right? You ask them, it's probably going to be a different story, but we don't have to talk about that right now. And when they kicked me out and I ended up getting an apartment, thankfully I was working at the hotel at that time. And so I was able to get an apartment a hotel room for a couple days before I got an apartment with my ex, which is my daughter's dad. And yeah, and I just, like, it was a different kind of feeling because I was glad to not be in my parents' house anymore. But at the same time, like, I mean, it was during a fucking pandemic. You know, I was already dealing with a lot of emotions when it came to my son's dad and being with my daughter's dad and just a lot of, and being kicked out, you know, by my parents. Like, what the fuck? There was just a lot of things going on. And, but so, like, a little backstory. I graduated in 2013 and I joined the service. And from there, I got out in 2017. I was with my son's dad. And we moved to North Carolina, moved in, back in with my parents in 2018, and then, you know, 2020 fucking got kicked out. But while I was living with my parents, I was experiencing a lot of sadness too, because my son's dad, our relationship, he's my ex-husband now, but yeah, my ex-husband's and I relationship, there was just a lot of stuff going on. So I was living at my parents' house and then dealing with my parents, dealing with having to, you know, raise my son and also wanting to, you know, do things for me. It was just a lot on me. And I was sad, but I guess at that time I didn't really know why. I was just doing a lot of crying and just very emotional occasionally, because I feel like in that home I wasn't entirely safe to feel like my feelings without feeling like someone's gonna judge me or anything. So then once I did get the apartment with my ex, like, those feelings really started to come out. I was just doing a lot more crying, a lot more drinking, a lot more smoking. Like, I was just trying to cope and every way possible I knew how. That was unhealthy. Okay. And I didn't really start to think that, seek help really realistically until I started feeling like super sad. I was starting, like, my body, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to get out of bed. I just didn't know, like, where this feeling was coming from. I felt depressed. Like, when you see those, like, commercials where they're like, oh, you know, do you feel these ways? You may be depressed. And I would think to myself, like, damn, I think I'm depressed. That's what I think I am. So that's what, like, encouraged me to go seek help. And I did. And, you know, I started seeing a therapist probably, like, at the end of 2020, beginning 2021. And there was just a lot to unpack, I feel like, because you know, like, I've gone through a lot, you know, from childhood to my teenage years to my adult years, until, you know, I did seek therapy, you know. So I feel like when it comes to therapy, there was just a lot to unpack, but, you know, all I thought about was my parents fucking suck. Let's talk about my fucking parents and how can I not be mad at my parents? 'Cause they fucking suck. but yeah, so like there, I feel like there was a lot to unpack and, you know, there was a lot of aggression, a lot of, sadness, and I just didn't really understand where it was coming from simply because I was carrying all this weight, you know, I was carrying all this weight on my shoulders and wasn't really able to express it because who the fuck likes dealing with emotions, you know? And obviously growing up, emotions weren't really dealt with. I wasn't able to have fucking emotions. Like, I wasn't able to really feel feelings, you know, I wasn't able to process those feelings. It just was like shoving those emotions down my throat and moving on with life, or, you know, get fucking beat. So obviously I went with the more sane choice that didn't that didn't allow hands on me. So it's like, here I am in my adult age, like, wondering how the fuck am I supposed to deal with these emotions that I'm dealing with. I drank, I smoked, I fucking bought shit, I did anything, like I said, in the most unhealthy way to deal with the emotions that I was dealing with. You know, so I was still drinking and I was still smoking while I was in therapy, because like I said, like, it was really like, I feel like maybe like the first year, it was just kind of like surface level on learning, you know, how to express myself, learning, you know, what could possibly be making me sad, or learning how to like deal with those emotions realistically. And yeah, and honestly, the reason why I really stopped drinking and smoking heavily was because I unexpectedly got pregnant. I unexpectedly got pregnant, so I had to fucking stop cold turkey. And like from then, like, when I had to stop cold turkey, I went off the deep end. Like, I fell off so bad. But after that, it's like, when I feel like in hindsight, that's what I needed to do, because from there I was able to really like be able to not smoke or drink or do any of those unhealthy things to cope with my feelings and really just kind of deal with them. Even though it still sucks, even though I still, you know, feel like it'll just be a lot easier if I do just smoke or I do just have this drink to avoid feeling the feelings of sadness, loneliness, or anything else in between, you know. But I always tell myself, like, do I really want to do that? Do I really, you know, want to go back down that road? I really don't, you know. So yeah, therapy was, it was not easy, honestly. It was not easy going through therapy. And honestly, I have grown. I've grown a lot since, you know, since I started therapy. But I believe that I still need therapy, because I'm not in it right now. But I need therapy for a different reason, because I was in therapy to work on me, you know, to really rebuild my foundation, ultimately. And now I feel like I need therapy to like rebuild my foundation when it comes to parenting, you know, because my kids, they are triggering sometimes, and it's hard for me to like really be able to parent in a very positive in a positive way, the way that I want to parent my kids, you know? So I think I need to, go to therapy to be able to parent, you know, in the way that I want to, but we'll see how that goes. But like I said, I know I've grown a lot since I first started therapy. And I recommend it for anybody and everybody that feels like, you know, they're stuck like in a rut and emotionally and needs something like. And it doesn't even have to start with, because I know therapy can be like a big deal or like sometimes scary. And it doesn't even have to really, in my opinion, I don't think it even really has to start with actually seeing somebody. Maybe it's taking the first step of like maybe reading a book or like downloading one of those apps to at least start you in the right direction until you feel like you can actually go and talk to somebody, you know? So, you know, so, through therapy, I feel like I have, gained a lot of, I give myself a lot more grace, you know, like I feel like I'm more unapologetically myself, you know, I'm starting to love myself more and, you know, just like not holding the highest standards of them all when it comes to me and or my kids, you know, or people around me, because I just had these high expectations that I just did not meet and ultimately end up disappointing myself. And then ultimately was hard on myself because I didn't, you know, meet those unrealistic expectations for myself, you know. And with therapy, it took a lot of forgiveness as well, a lot of forgiving, honestly, my parents. Oh my God, like still to this day, like I remind myself like, oh my God, what my parents did was fucked up. And don't get me wrong, like obviously what they did and the things that they have done growing up was fucked up, but like they were only doing the best that they could do with the tools that they had. You know, it's not an excuse, but it's just allowing myself to just let it go. You know, I forgive them for the things that have been done, the things that have been said, just so that I can move forward with my life. Like holding on to the aggression, to the sadness, to all the negativity when it comes to them, it's just not worth it. And it's not just them, it's anybody that has done any wrongdoing in my life. It's just not worth my sanity, my happiness, you know, like, but they were definitely like top of the list. I had to just fucking forgive, you know. It took some time because I'm like, why? No, they need to know, you know, but it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it for myself. And yeah, so that definitely was hard to manage being able, my parents, obviously. But one thing I have realized as well is that it's so easy to resort back to those old ways, you know, of drinking and smoking and just feeling, not being able to process those emotions, because processing emotions is like, it's hard. You know, I've spent majority of my life in survival mode. So not feeling anything and being able to have to shove down those emotions just to be able to survive and, you know, live life. So as now that I'm out of therapy, you know, sometimes I even tell my sister, Like, it's so tempting to just resort back to those old ways just so I don't have to feel like those feelings anymore. Obviously, I don't want to do that because even then I was still very sad and still very sad. So, yeah. And I just have to give myself grace as well because I, like I said, I spent majority of my life in survival mode, you know, so. And just recently, you know, quote unquote, recently, I've been able to try and rewire my brain so that I don't have to feel like I'm always having to be on alert type shit. So, like, and the change is not going to happen overnight. Like, I'm not going to instinctively be able to do certain things overnight. You know, it takes practice. It takes being consistent. And I'm human at the end of the day. I'm human, you know, so I make mistakes. So it's just like, yeah, some days it's hard. Some days are easier than others. But it's just crazy sometimes when I think about how I react or how I think in certain situations, like, damn, I definitely would not have acted that way, you know, 5-10 years ago. You know, if anything, I would have grabbed a drink in that moment because I did not want to deal with that shit. I didn't want to deal with it at all. You know, so it's just crazy. And sometimes it's even like so fulfilling when I look myself in the mirror when it comes to self-love. When I look myself in the mirror and I'm just like, damn, I'm that bitch. Even when I'm at my lowest of the low or at my highest of the high, like I still be looking myself in the mirror like, damn, I'm really that bitch. Not saying that I did not think that way before, but it's like I say it out loud, but deep down, I don't think I really believed it. But, you know, I say it out loud and I believe it. You know, and I was telling my friends the other day, it's like he was asking me like, oh, what you think from 1 out of 10? Bitch, I'm a 10, always going to be a 10. And everybody should believe that they're a 10. If you don't believe that you're a 10, you know, that's something that you need to work on. Because, bitch, if I don't believe that I'm a fucking 10, who the fuck else is going to believe I'm a 10? If I don't believe I'm worthy, who the fuck else is going to believe that I'm worthy? You know, like, I don't believe that we as people should come to other people sometimes in relationships completely healed. Because sometimes that person is going to heal you in some ways that you may not be able to do yourself. But I believe that you should be going to somebody with confidence, okay, within yourself. You should be going to somebody when it comes to relationships, knowing your worth, knowing what you're deserving of. Because as soon as they show that they're not willing to treat you like the princess that you are, the king that you are, the queen that you are, it's time to let them go. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. We all are human at the end of the day. And some people just, they're weaknesses to you, to say the least. They are weakness. Okay. But at the end of the day, confidence is key. And I just know that, I am more confident in myself now than I was 1, 2, 3 years ago. And I'm proud of that, you know, and I'm proud of all the growth that I have made. And I know that I will continue to make growth because no one is perfect. I'm damn sure not perfect. And there is definitely a lot more things that I can change within myself that I need to grow within myself. But to think about all the growth that I have made up until now, that is definitely deserving of a pat on the back, okay? Deserving of acknowledgement. Because if I didn't take that first step, one, into seeking help, I would not be where I'm at right now. I can only imagine how I would be right now if I just continued to go with the flow. You know, I'll probably still be with my ex right now. And he ain't shit. So it's definitely hard sometimes, you know, just dealing with some of the things that unfortunately with change, I have to let go of some things. I'm definitely still grieving on some things that I did have to let go and or did not was able to process all the way. But it's better. It's definitely better. It's definitely better. Even now, this pollen is killing me. Even now, you know, I was just saying to myself, like, or saying to myself and saying to my friend, like, sometimes when I, you know, every weekend or every other weekend when I'm, like, giving my kids away, I'm just, like, I feel that mom guilt. I'm not giving my kids away. You know, they're somewhere else and I'm by myself or hanging out with friends or whatever. And I'm just, like, damn, you know, I feel kind of bad because, you know, they're my kids. I want to spend time with them. But at the same time, it's like, if I don't put myself first, if I don't continue filling my cup, how can I fill somebody else's cup if my shit half empty? You know, like I won't be able to do it. I took today off because I have been on a verge of being mentally exhausted. And when I'm on that verge, unfortunately, sometimes, and this is what I need help with, is I take that out on my kids and I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to do that. You know, so I need to take time out for myself. And even when it's just that guilt sometimes, when I do take time out for myself, I'm thinking like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. I need to do that. But in reality, sometimes it's okay to take a day off just to do absolutely fucking nothing. Nothing. Nothing but relax, chill, you know, just enjoy the day with no work and no kids and just silence. Because sometimes I just need that. Sometimes I just need that. But, you know, yeah, sometimes I just need that. But, yeah, and another thing that I've noticed as well is that, and I mentioned this before, but I love the fact that I'm able to be more me. You know, sometimes I forget or I never realize how fucking weird and goofy I can really be. And I'm sure, like, if you ask my sister that I consistently hang out with, she can agree. Because it's like, damn, I'm really fucking goofy as hell. I'm weird as hell. Like, And I used to, you know, hold that in, but bitch, if you can't handle that shit, or if I feel like I need to hide that shit from someone I'm hanging with, then I don't realistically need to be hanging with you because I don't want to be around nobody that stops me from being me. Because I am me, okay? I am me. And I only got one life to live. Period. And one thing I cannot control is the life around me. Because things happen. I can't control the things that happen. Most things, some things that happen within life. But I can't control myself and how I respond and react and who I keep or don't keep within my life. And yeah. And on that note, I would like to say that I am very proud of myself and I am very proud of the change that I consistently continue to make within myself for the better, you know, and I just know that I continue to try and give myself grace and realize that I am human and I'm not perfect. And I want everybody listening to stay healthy, stay encouraged, and stay beautiful. Because life is stressful as it is. Why are you going to be stressing yourself when you got the whole world stressing your ass? Okay? Your home should be your safe place. You yourself should be your safe place. Okay? Peace.